to another episode of Fuck It, Be Honest. I'm Vicky.
This is Z.
And on this topic, boo, I want to piggyback on, it was just such a great topic about compromising in relationships.
Okay.
We were talking to our people on live, and we was trying to break down the difference in compromising, because in relationships, compromise can be a good thing or it can be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It depends on how you look at it and what you are compromising.
Yeah, what you're offering up.
Yeah. So I think we kind of led off on compromising in a sense of it not being so good. Okay. Right? We didn't get to the good parts of it yet.
Yeah, so we just talking about bad shit.
Yeah, more so like the shit that affects the relationship when it comes to compromising. Because what I've learned is, and you know me, I'm starting to do a lot of research and like reading in on what certain meanings are in words in relationship, because we'll throw that out there. You know, people are like, you're a narcissistic. Mm-hmm. We just be throwing shit out there. And a lot of times we just throwing out words that we hear.
Yeah.
We don't study it. So like, you know, when you think about compromising, you got to think about, am I compromising my mental well-being? Am I compromising my self-worth?
Mm-hmm. Your time.
My energy.
Yeah.
So,
your,
you know,
respect.
All those things. And we also says, you know, when you compromise things, are you compromising them to save face for your partner?
It depends. For real, it really depends on the compromise.
All right. I'm a girl who likes to party. Now, I don't do nothing wrong when I go party, but I like it. You don't like a woman who likes to go out all the time, right? Let's just say. Okay. Or vice versa. It could be, you know, okay, either way. I'll call that compromising my happiness, because that's a part of my joy.
Say you go out a lot, mm-hmm, right? And I got a problem with it. Then you ain't the one for me. That lets you know, like, if y'all should be that deep anyway.
But my thing is this. Who's really that honest?
Because you really don't want to change nobody. Like, if you really want a good relationship with somebody, you want them to be their self.
Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. And then you see if you could deal with the real them. Know what I mean? So the real you, for example, you like to go out and, mm-hmm, party, right?
Yes.
So when I met you, you was going out and partying. Mm-hmm. So 2 years into our relationship, or once we get in a relationship, whatever, mm-hmm, that shouldn't be a problem, because you was like that when I met you.
Mm-hmm.
I should have never considered you in that way if your partying, know what I mean, bothers me so much.
But let me tell you, sometimes too, what people will do is they will beat around the bush.
Yeah, and see, that lack of honesty, that's what fucks you
up.
So say
like,
in the end,
so
on the back end.
2-3 years, you're like, oh, you going out again?
I'm tired of doing this.
Oh, you're not tired of going out?
Yeah, I'm tired of acting like I'm cool with it.
And I think in some instances, and then if I stop it, or, you know, put a halt to it as not doing something as much. Now, yeah, it ain't got to be going out again.
Yeah, now you compromising your fun or your pastimes for your relationship.
So that's what I mean, that can draw a wedge in the relationship, because that person may feel, I'm changing who I am. But in hindsight, is that really a compromise, or is that really growth?
Because it depends.
I look at it like,
in our 20s, we both went out a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it won't no thing to us, because we was like, this is what the fuck we supposed to be doing. We in our 20s. Now, if we're in our 50s and you still trying to go out like you in your 20s and 30s.
That's a problem.
You're not growing.
You're not growing.
With me. Because by then, I'm be like, man, fuck that shit. Let's go in the backyard, do some shit. Let's have go to a day party, or let's, you know what I mean, some other type
let's
shit.
Let's do some other shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the thing is, I don't think people also, you know, sometimes I feel like people get caught in this era of, I'm in the 90s. That's like we said, people go to jail. They lose 10, 15 years of their lives.
Yeah, so they feel like they got
to
make up for it.
They have to make up for where they left off. Majority of people, not all. That's why sometimes they come back out and get right back into fast money.
Yeah.
Because they feel like, I got to keep up to whatever I was.
What I was.
When I went in or came out. So, you know, compromising that. And then now, you did this to yourself. Now I'm going to stay in this relationship with you again and ride it out, because I'm a rider. I'm that chick that rides for her person, or I'm that man who rides. But you're compromising your happiness. You're compromising being in love, because I think in a relationship, you know, love is a word that we like to, they say it's an action word, you know, but I feel like that I can love you from a distance, right? I don't have to compromise my happiness
to love a person. You shouldn't have to.
But I think that goes back to the art of detachment. Like, we are so afraid to detach of, like, what's the unknown? Yeah, what's the next?
You got some real issues.
It's some real issues. And, like, okay, so.
But, like, how fair is that? Okay, say you got an issue with detachment. Mm-hmm. But that's the only reason you're with them.
Yeah, that's
because
a problem.
You some shit.
That's a problem.
Yeah, you some shit.
Because in actuality, I don't
wasting your time and theirs.
But see, and then what are you compromising doing that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you are really compromising being with somebody who you really are morally, spiritually, financially, like, attached to some. You can be that way.
That you may get along
else.
With better. Or exactly. Whatever the case may be.
I think what people do too is they do a lot of the compromising, and I did this for you, and I did, because they like to place blame. Like, my life ended up the way it was because I was blame, with you.
Because I was with you, yeah. I think people that do that, I think that's what the fuck they get for not keeping it real.
Yeah.
For being fake. That's what you get for being fake.
So I heard this thing, which is so true. Like, it's a difference between, like, honesty and transparency. And somebody said, if you could choose between the two, what would you choose? And
honesty, that was good. Hold on. Honesty is transparent.
No, it's not. Not if you think about it.
Tell me how honesty not transparent.
Okay, you can be honest. And I can say, you can honestly feel that this green is a lime. I can say, no, it's a forest green. Your honest truth is, I honestly believe that this tree is a lime green looking tree. I can say
it. So what's not transparent about that?
Transparency is more so you. When I first met you, you were transparent. Right?
But I'm talking about in your example.
Uh-huh. What you say?
So how is, you use an example. You say, okay, I'm looking at this tree.
Yeah.
I think it's lime green. You think it's whatever.
That's your truth. I'm not lying about that.
So where is the, how is that not transparent?
What do you mean?
How you said transparency and honesty is different. Mm-hmm. So how is that not being transparent?
I was telling you.
In your honesty.
I'm giving an example.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you jumped off it for a second. But the example is not going to come from the tree. I'm talking about honesty in it. My honest opinion. Okay, where was you yesterday?
Okay, where was I yesterday? I was at home.
No, I'm just saying, like, right? Now, just imagine there was a time where I asked you where you were and you weren't honest, right? Mm-hmm. A transparent person is when I first met you and I said to you, do you have somebody? You was transparent about where I'm at, who you with, where you going, what you're doing. I love the transparency in you, who you were. Because, see, honesty can get conflicted. I can say, like I said, I'm giving you my honest truth. Well, that's not honest enough. Just like the question I asked you before about one of our situations, right? You can say to me, I'm honest. That's my honest truth, right? I can deep down believe in my head say, no, it's not. Or you can be completely transparent and say, this is why I asked that question. This is why I say these things. This is why. So, I mean, I'll kind of give you a better rundown of what I mean so you can kind of hear it better, because I just read about it.
I really feel like they go hand in hand.
I read about it.
I really want to see what you read.
I'm gonna show you. And like, honestly, when I read it, it was like, damn, it's just like giving two sides to, how can I put this? Because I used to think that I'm being transparent with you is that I'm being honest with you. Transparency is a little bit different to me than honesty. And I want to be exact when I give you my points. But that's kind of like when I met you, I felt like you was a transparent person. You became dishonest. So you couldn't call yourself an honest person in the beginning. Yeah. Well, you weren't, because you were doing something behind somebody else's back. So you wasn't an honest person.
In regards to you, I was.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
In reference to you.
It ain't got to do with me. It's you. Take me out of it to an extent. So when I say transparency, you gave me all of it, but that didn't make you an honest man. You weren't honest, because you would have been transparent to all of us or anybody, your friends, or, you know what I'm saying? So that's, I think I'm trying to put the difference in those two. Now, you may group them in, and a lot of people may group that in as honesty is transparency. Nah, because if I'm an honest woman, I'm honest with you. Her, him, her, 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 her. Transparency, I can see all of you. And I mean, you can, I mean, it's agree to disagree. But when I kind of give you what I read, I think it probably give you a better explanation and we can explain it a little better. But I think when I met you, I said to you, I love your transparency. Mm-hmm. I love that about you. I knew that you didn't like this. You wouldn't eat that. I don't go here. I dress like I know I don't spend the night in a girl's house. Like, you was very transparent on who you were. Now, honest person is honest with everybody in the pot. I'm not lying to a soul. I'm a transparent person. If you're going to put transparency and honesty in the same bucket. But that's here, you know, here, there. But I just feel as though I understood the two in a different light. You know what I'm saying? Just like they say, I never thought that love was an action word. I thought, oh, I just love you. Until I started to learn, oh, okay, because if a person do that, then they don't love you. See how you started to group that together? Then it was like, nah, love is a different type of thing, right? And then we started to say, do you rather be loved or respected?
Yeah. So, see what I mean? So you can be loved and still be disrespectful.
So see what I have? See what I have? All the words have different meanings. And then if you go look up what is honesty, it's going to have a definition. What mm-hmm. is transparency? It's going to have its own definition. So we can't really say love like love and anger. You know what I'm saying? So everything has its own definition. It's we tend to group it.
Okay, so say if you do something once, does that make you... Okay, say if you told one lie in mm-hmm. your life, does mm-hmm. that make you a liar?
It's I lied. A liar is a repetitive, okay. I think. I've told a lie. You get what I'm saying? But I don't repeatedly lie. If I say, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to... You know, and certain sometimes... People fall short on what they say that they're going to do and not going to do.
We're human.
We're human. But it becomes a point where it's like if somebody comes in your house and they stole your TV because they own drugs. And then you let them live with you again. And like the third, fourth time, you're like, I'll never trust you to live in my house again. You are a repeat offender. Just like you go to jail. After the third, fourth, they're like, nah, I don't believe nothing you say. You stand up in my face. You've been here 3 times. You got a year. 2 years. So now the consequences start to get, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, you know, jumping back into the compromising, it's a lot of times that people don't understand that they're not just compromising what they say they're going to do or not happy about something. People, when you're compromising your mental and your self-worth in a relationship, that becomes a lot. You know what I'm saying? That shit drains.
Yeah, what would make somebody do that?
All right, so say like this. All right. You came in a relationship, you had a female best friend. I'm insecure in my own way. Let's just say you've never cheated, you've never fucked up, you know, you and your best friend been friends, your mama.
She's just the opposite sex. That's the problem.
I got a guy friend that's the opposite sex, been my best friend all my life, and I don't like that. So I dropped them to an extent. I don't talk to them on the phone.
As much. They're not coming in the house. Yeah, you change the relationship.
Sometimes it goes from not as much to not at all.
Mm-hmm. I think with that is, like, we both got to be on the same page with that. Either we both got a opposite sex best friend so we can relate and be like, okay, if I'm really not looking at this person like that, I can see or understand that you're not looking at the person like that. You feel me? Or not at all.
If they ugly, then I was like, what? If they're ugly, or
not at all.
If they're not attractive, then you can be with them. That's some simple shit, Zay.
That is some shallow shit. but if I say hell no, we ain't with the shit, and you agree, then I think we just both need to be on the same page. Or if we both got opposite sex best friends, then we both kind of understand it and don't feel as threatened.
But I think
by that friendship,
I think what happens too. A motherfucker wait until you get in deep.
And then tell you.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's how the compromise comes.
That's what I said. I said, that's what the fuck you get for being fake.
All right. So
and
now,
not being truthful.
So now
right?
Do you see what I mean? Honesty can be, I don't care that you have a guy best friend.
That ain't being honest though.
But listen, that's their honesty then. Transparency. I'm really insecure that you hang around males. Like, I'm giving you my vulnerability. I'm letting down my ego. I'm telling you my fears.
Listen, if you speak it up, you got. I mean, if you feel it, you got to speak up.
So, a transparent motherfucker going to say, I'm real insecure about a woman having a male friend. You know what I'm saying? Because you being so honest ain't so honest.
Yeah. So, like, this is like, okay, you cook, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with dairy, right?
Okay.
But I never tell you, hey, I don't drink milk and shit like mm-hmm. that. Fuck my stomach up. But I keep letting you make me all these dishes, macaroni and cheese and all this other shit that got dairy in it. My dumb ass don't ever say nothing. That's what the fuck I
get. Because guess what? Deep down inside, your transparency don't want to let me know that you, your stomach can't handle dairy.
That's what I get for being a pussy. You better speak up.
So
that's what you get.
So, you know, I think that in relationships, it's important for us to actually really lay the shit.
Be honest, and then you okay with the compromises you're making. I mean, because you not faking for me.
It's like I'm not holding a mask at this dating table
yeah.
or in this marriage, because that shit gets all right. Okay, prime example.
What we call it when you first meet somebody, the what would we be
probational
saying?
Stage?
No, the person.
Audition?
Yeah, the person that they give you. Who that be? That be
representative.
Like, yeah, the representative. Yeah, you gotta stop with that representative shit.
Yeah, and then my thing is this: if I give you who I am, that's why I say transparency. Because if I'm giving you all of me, that means I see through you clearly. You know what I'm saying? Because one person's honesty may not be the next person's or what they think it is. You know, I was honest from the jump that I go to the club. Yeah, but you ain't say you go every Saturday. Transparency. I'm in this bitch.
You ain't ask how often you go.
It
see,
don't
then
matter.
You got to get down to the.
But
I mean,
no,
to the
that don't matter. If you talking. Like, no. My thing is this. So if you being truthful, I am truthful telling you I go every Saturday. I hang with my niggas. Not because I like to party. That's the truth. I like to party. But transparency is I'm going to be in that bitch from Monday through Sunday. Oh, you ain't tell me that. But I told you I like to party. Yeah, but you didn't tell me how much you like to party. Listen,
if it was a concern, I feel like the other person should have asked more questions. Right? So you like to party. Oh, I go out, we get down. Well, how often y'all get down and shit? Like, oh, we go every weekend. Oh, that'll be your time to ask questions so
yeah.
you can get more information.
And, oh, and then my thing is this, though.
Don't assume that she, I mean, she's just going to automatically tone
well,
down.
Well, my thing is, have you ever gave part truth?
Part
and
truth?
And felt like you were honest. You gave your truth that you wanted to tell in certain situations. I know I have before.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So in that light, you're giving your truth. So that's why I
you
say
you're giving part truth.
But that's what it don't matter. To you, that's your truth. That's my honest truth that
you,
I gave you.
You still okay, so how honest is the truth when you omit stuff?
Yeah.
When you omit the bad shit that you don't want the person to know. Know what I mean? So like say like where did you go?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, okay, I went to Rick house.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and picked up some smoke from my homeboy. Joe,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's honest. So I'm telling you where I went, but I omitted that I stopped by this shawty house.
On the way.
Mm-hmm. I was there for like 30 minutes.
But don't you think you gave me some truth? To you, I gave you truth. Yeah, you omitted some shit, but to you, you gave some truth. And
what was the question? Where you been?
But you gave.
So I leave that.
But
out.
No, do you get what I'm saying though? But you gave your truth, what you thought your truth was, enough to get your honesty out. To you, regardless of what, I have to believe that what you're saying is the honest truth, right? But if I'm a transparent person, I stopped off.
But
I needed this, and this is why I stopped off before I went to Rick House.
That's true honesty.
Like, yeah, but that ain't got nothing to do with you.
See, you can't omit shit and then think you being honest.
But I know, that's what I just said to you. I said, did you think at a time that you were being giving your honest truth? And you said, yes.
And that's why motherfucker grill you, like ask you this question and ask you this question and ask you this question and ask this question. And you think they ask you the same question, but really, they just lining you up to see if shit makes sense. Be like, hey, this shit ain't adding up. It's something missing. So now you suspicious of the person. So now, man. So that's what you do to yourself when you.
So do you feel
lack
like
honesty?
Did you feel like you compromised anything in our marriage?
Did I compromise?
Do you feel like what would you feel like your compromising was in our relationship? Like from a man's standpoint, where did you feel that it kind of felt like you were doing more of the compromising, if more, at times? What would be the times you like, I compromise?
Okay. So say like financially, say like I got to pay the mortgage, but we're going to go on trips and shit too. I may give you money for your trip, pay the mortgage and not go on my trip.
Okay.
That type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Time. I always let you, I mean, do whatever you got to do first and try to fit my shit in afterwards.
Okay.
I mean, because I do, I mean, chauffeur you around like that. So.
Thank you.
I mean, I'll give my time.
But is that compromising or something you want to do?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
You can't make me motherfucking take you around and do shit for you.
Get up, let me take you to the store.
Yeah, the key on the thing. Matter of fact, it's 4 or 5 cars out there, motherfucker. Pick one. You drive your goddamn self.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, it ain't like you forced me to do the shit.
Okay.
Let me see. Shit. Let me see.
How much?
So I remember it was times we compromised shit. How much pussy I got? Like, I won't, you know what I mean? It's time.
But what was the compromising that you did for that? Okay, if you say, all right, you compromise your happiness or your wants?
Just not getting no ass. Have a little attitude.
but you didn't, I won't say you didn't lack in that department. You made yourself happy in that department.
Not at all times. Not every time. It built up to
but
that.
But what did you compromise? Like your happiness?
It built up to that.
Your needs, your wants to stay with me? I'm trying
what
to
you
think.
Mean? I said again. All
right, so you're saying in that light, you say, okay, see how you made an example of how you compromised because you may have paid a mortgage and let me go do that. So I compromise me not going so you can go, right? Now, excuse me. When I say, you said, you know, sex-wise, right? I didn't say the word you said, but sex. And I'm like, so what did you compromise in that season? Did you compromise your happiness? Did you compromise not being wanted? Okay, that's
attention.
Okay, that's what I want. But that ain't compromising attention. What did you you say, you know what? I'm going to accept this woman not doing this, so I'm compromising my wants and needs so I can stay with her. Or, you get what I'm saying? So if I say, I feel like I'm...
Right, so maybe the last one won't a good example then, maybe.
I mean, you could
the first two were.
Okay. I mean, it could be your truth, right? See, there you go.
I'm trying to see, like, what I gave up for that.
Yeah, what you compromised for. You feel me? Because you didn't really give up anything for it. But that's what I've asked you. I can't tell you. I'm sorry, I take that back.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you that you didn't give up anything because I gave up my habits or I could have been with somebody that really wanted
that
to.
Wanted to.
So that's what you I mean me. By compromising. So, you know, that's a good thing to communicate in a relationship without that. I'm not upset with you. Yeah. I'm not angry because you felt that way.
Yeah.
Because
just like you tell me, I didn't take you out. I want romantic. I don't talk to you right. If it's not gonna, if you can take accountability for your shit, when a motherfucker being honest with
you
about,
be upset about it.
Yeah, I can't get mad every time you say that shit. I'm over it.
Yeah.
For real, it surprised me when I first heard it. I thought back and like, you know what? I'm not fucking romantic. And I never have been.
And have to
even though she deserve it. Like in the past before you, I've never been a big romantic type of guy. A little shit here and there, but like not much. So the shit you were saying was accurate. That was your truth. You feel me?
Yeah. And so, but you know, like in relationships, I can, when I say compromise, I understood that the small shit is not really compromising. So I try not to add those little things like, oh, I didn't go to Miami because
so there's some things you felt you compromised.
Like I felt like I compromised a lot of my mental well-being in my marriage to keep my family together. So in that season, I compromised not doing what was healthy for me at those times to make sure that my family was
in.
So regard, I can't just pinpoint it was that.
Yeah.
Because I try not to keep tally of it.
So like, okay. So yeah. So like instead of leaving.
Yeah.
Before cheating.
Yeah.
But no, we got kids, we want to raise his family, we want to do it. No,
and
I mean,
you say it all the time.
Stay together.
My dad
this type
never
shit.
Left my mom.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of things that you compromised in your mental state on why you stayed in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their why.
Their why. Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I compromised my mental well-being in certain seasons in this marriage. And now that I understood that no compromises is not really the tit for tat little things that, oh, I compromised this so you can do that. Oh, I didn't go here so I could pay a bill. Which if we keep tally of those things, that's how records build.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the relationship goes to a spiraling downward, like we said last
then
time.
Then you can point the finger
now
you
I can
did
point the finger
more
on
than me.
Everything
yeah.
because I have a checkbook.
Yeah, I got a point.
I have a system.
Yeah.
And then the system is a fucked up system.
Yeah, it's only flaws. I'm only tallying your shit. Yep. None of my own.
I'm not tallying that you also compromised some things. Mm-hmm. I don't want to look at those because maybe my compromises were bigger.
Yeah, so fuck your compromises. Yeah.
So I just say this. Y'all have to sit down and really find the balance. If you are dating mm-hmm. and you're new in the dating world, then you have to understand that you have to be transparent. Let me tell y'all something. We're going to research this shit and we're going to come back.
Yeah,
and
this
tell
be
y'all.
Good.
But I do want y'all to look into the two definitions. Just look into it. And find, because the more we understand what we're asking for of our partners, then maybe we can say, oh, maybe I wasn't as honest as I thought I was. I should have been more transparent. You get what I'm saying? Like, or maybe I wasn't as transparent. I should have been more honest.
Or it'd be like, I'm going out, but all right.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I'm going out, but okay, club closes at 2. You don't come in this motherfucker at 5.
Yeah.
Be like, oh yeah, we did go to Waffle House, but then we went to the after hours, and then we went to Waffle House. And
we've had times we'll say, but I told you the truth. Yeah, but you left that out. But see what I mean?
Yeah. So people some shit.
Yeah. So your truth is your motherfucking truth. It ain't my truth. You see what I mean? But like I said when I met you in the beginning, your transparency is what drew me to you.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I like him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And the only reason, I mean, and then when we first met each other, I was completely honest about everything. I mean, because for real, I ain't really had nothing to lose.
But I think you were honest to a default.
Yeah, because the only one I lied to was my girlfriend about what I was doing.
But do you see what I mean? Either you are completely...
Yeah. You're 100%.
Or you're completely transparent 100%. Transparency is... You get what the fuck you get. If I go to a store and I go buy this black dress, this bitch is black from the strap to the bottom of this hem. There's no red stripe.
Yeah, you gonna come back and
there's
this bitch
no
white.
Dots. There's no
they ain't changing color. This bitch black.
You get what you got exactly what you see. You look in the mirror, you gonna see exactly your fucking face. It's as transparent as it can be in that mirror. But you can go tell yourself, oh, I look good today. That mirror said you look a fucking mess.
We do too, bitch. We got eyes.
But you get what I'm saying? So I just tell you guys to make sure that you really, you know.
Yeah, really be honest,
be
man.
Be honest. And compromise the right shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll have to compromise less if you're honest in the beginning.
Yes.
You'll find yourself compromising less.
Yep.
Cause just like we said, like, okay, I get with you. You be like, I'm not having children. I don't want children.
Yeah.
I never saw myself with kids. Yeah. I don't want kids. Mm-hmm. Me, I want to get married and I want 2 kids. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if we honest with each other, I know that this is just a friendship. Try not to take it no further if I want
more than that. That's
shit.
Like if I want to be a wife.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh no, I was already married once. I ain't
and I'm
that
like,
shit again.
Okay.
So it ain't right for me to drag you along for 7-8 years knowing damn well I don't want to fucking
and
be married.
And then women, they compromise their hopes and dreams for sake of a man. And that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day.
Fucking be honest.
Fucking be honest.